What about the concert Saturday night? I'm recording it because I'm at a concert myself. I'm so excited to see my guy Springsteen. Doesn't even make the stage.
Never even got on stage. This is the perfect example. Everyone wants to be at the end of the show because that's the big finale. But it turns out that only people who are at the beginning of the show of this NYC homecoming show ever even got on the stage. This was this live concert that was being broadcast on CNN that was supposed to, welcome back things to normal in the Big Apple. And, it turned out just like normal is turning out. The bottom fell out. The rain came into New York City, and there was lightning. And 60,000 people who were assembled in Central Park there had to evacuate at the last minute. Listen to what it sounded like. They literally cut off Barry Manilow in the middle of a song while he was singing Can't Smile Without You to make the evacuation announcement. Didn't even get to finish the lyric.
Oh, my gosh.
Right in the middle of it. You can hear them making the announcement. Evacuate, seek shelter, safety first. That's good.
You might want to be concerned with the artist and get him off.
Yeah, right. At least he wasn't singing I Made It Through the Rain, his song I Made It Through the Rain. That's a good sign. But Anderson Cooper was on, at the last minute. CNN had to, what are we going to do? So they were doing some backstage interviews with people because they thought the concert might come back. That Springsteen might come on. Patti Smith never got on. Paul Simon never got on. A bunch of huge named artists never got on. My mind is being blown right now listening to Jennifer Hudson singing opera, Puccini's Nessun Dorma with the New York Philharmonic Orchestra. That's the same song that Aretha Franklin sang at the 1998 Grammy Awards when she stepped in for Luciano Pavarotti at the last minute.
That is amazing.
And Jennifer, I've seen her in concerts so many times. I literally have goosebumps right now listening to this. And it just shows what an amazing, amazing performer Jennifer Hudson is, that she can perform that genre of music, which is so challenging, so beautifully, so beautifully. She stars as Aretha Franklin in the new biopic Respect that's out right now. But channeling Aretha doing opera, Jennifer just completely blew my mind singing that song.
And to think she was the fourth runner-up on American Idol.
She didn't win. That performance, she didn't win on American Idol.
Stunning.
It's amazing.
Wake up, here it's Jersey. Wake up, here he comes. That sexy clown.
Richards is with us this morning. He sent us that compilation. His report is sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. That was a sad loss over the weekend, right, Dean?
Yeah, it was. The surviving member of the Everly Brothers. Truly one of the most influential pioneers of rock and roll. Not too many of the other groups, can say that they inspired the Beatles and that they inspired Paul Simon and the Eagles and Linda Ronstadt, and the list goes on and on and on. But the Everly Brothers did with their string of hits. Don Everly died over the weekend. His family confirmed the death. They did not disclose the cause of death. But it was the Everly Brothers that rivaled Elvis Presley for the top of the charts in the late 50s and the early 60s. I looked it up this morning, and the Everly Brothers had actually had a song in the top 10 every 4 months for four straight years.
Oh my gosh.
Back in the day. That's amazing, with that hybrid sound that was kind of country, kind of R&B. It was the beginning of rock and roll. I mean, they were creating the genre, but their harmonies are what everybody is commenting about. They were in the very first class of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 1986. Don Everly was 84 years old.
We lost a country guy over the weekend, too, Tom T. Hall, and I was asking the morning show team this morning, who do you think wrote Harper Valley PTA?
Yeah.
The Everly or Tom T. Hall?
Right.
Speaking of that, there's a local celeb that I have a question about, and that's you, because I'm standing here next to Andy, and, you know, you did a show yesterday, and I said, does Dean ever take a day off? Like, does he ever, like, go on vacation? No, not really. So, answer that question.
I was off on Saturday.
That's all you need is one day a week.
I took one day. You know, I don't want to be down too long because then it takes me too long to build up my energy again.
That's grocery shopping day Saturday, right?
That's right. As Andy knows, I've talked about this many times on Saturday morning very early as I go grocery shopping. That's my big fun.
I saw that Eric Stone Street got engaged, and I got to tell you, Dean, when I saw the picture, I didn't recognize him. I don't know why that is, but I thought, wait, who is that guy again?
He's one of the stars of Modern Family, engaged to Lindsay Schweitzer is her name. She is a pediatric nurse. They met at a charity event 5 years ago. And 5 years, it took them that long to pop the question? Come on. But posted a whole bunch of pictures of themselves, all lovey-dovey pictures. So congratulations to Eric Stone Street.
And when is Venus going to be in town? Venus Williams.
Venus is in town as we speak. She was out at this new facility that is just opening on the south side of Chicago. That is called the XS Tennis Facility. It's a African-American owned and operated facility to promote tennis playing in the community more and more. And we had an exclusive interview with her yesterday, and she talked about the importance of the event, the tournament, the WTA tournament that is in Chicago all week long. But, of course, we also asked her about this new movie that's going to be coming out, in which Will Smith plays her father, Richard Williams, and this is what she told us about it.
Will really just, he studied my dad so closely, he found every piece of film that I didn't even know existed, and he really tried gave his best to really figure out who my dad is as a person, even right down to his mannerisms. I actually loved it. It made me smile, made my eyes water. It's just this, it's a story about family, which everyone relates to, whether, you know, you're in touch or not in touch, everyone wants to have that family. And we have different kinds of families, you know, in our life, in our work, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a family story, and it's something to aspire to.
Yeah, this movie is called King Richard, which is going to be different than my life story, King Richards, that will be coming out someday. I guess that would be John Williams, really, has the King moniker, so I guess I have to think of another name for it. But anyway, the movie's going to open on November the 19th, and if you're a tennis fan, the Chicago Tennis Festival is going to be at XS Tennis Village, which is in Washington Park, all week long. A really big deal for the tennis world.
I was busy. I wanted to see that Sean Penn movie over the weekend. How did it do at the box office?
Didn't do well at all.
Of course.
It did terrible. Unfortunately, it's a very interesting, we're seeing a very interesting phenomena coming out of the movies now. The films, which are aimed at at kids and at like teenagers and early 20s, are the only ones that are doing well at the box office. Adults do not want to go back to the theaters yet, very clearly. So, that said, the Sean Penn movie didn't even make the top 10. It's a little early to say that it's a bomb, which is a shame because it's a really good movie. But the movies that did the best this weekend, Ryan Reynolds' Free Guy, which is like life inside of a video game, perfect for those younger age groups that I was talking about, that earned $18 million over the weekend. Took the number one spot. The number two movie, interestingly, was the kids' movie called Paw Patrol.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, parents will know what that is. Paw Patrol, the movie, based on the cartoon series, made $13 million. That came in at number two. Jungle Cruise, family movie, for the kids, came in number three. Don't Breathe 2, horror movie for the young adults, and the Aretha Franklin biopic, Respect, rounding out the top five movies. at the weekend. And just a real quick, because I know you got to go, but the Schitt's Creek family tour, which is supposed to come to the Chicago Theater, it had been postponed because of the pandemic, officially canceled by Eugene and Dan Levy yesterday. So they're not going to be going any place, but they were supposed to do a few shows at the Chicago Theater. Not going to happen now.
Dean Richards, WGN-TV, along with every other job in the city of Chicago. We appreciate you joining us today.
I'll see you tomorrow.